It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, it's time for us now to ask a pastor. It's 30 minutes, just turned 31. Okay, fine. 29 minutes before 1. Time for us to ask a pastor. And our question for today for our pastor, Brighton Hachilema, is how can apparent contradictions in the Bible be reconciled? I'm sure you remember we had this question some time back. It's not a problem. We'll have the pastor answer it again. How can apparent contradictions in the Bible be reconciled? So how we did it last time was to just give examples of what appears to be a contradiction in the pastor, reconcile those. So we decided we're not going to do this today. We just let the pastor be the one who's going to give the answer in its totality. And so we have the good Pastor Brighton Hachilema joining us on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
So do tell us, Pastor, how can apparent contradictions in the Bible be reconciled?
Thank you so much. Reconciling apparent contradictions in the Bible, it can be very thoughtful and a rewarding process. And each one of us should take interest in it to really see or ensure that some contradicting passages are reconciled. One of the ways that we can use to ensure there is harmonization is contextual understanding. Yesterday, I mentioned something where we talked about the historical, the cultural, and the literary context of scripture sometimes, and its influence towards shaping someone to understand the Bible. So in the contextual understanding, often what seems like a contradiction can be resolved by understanding the context in which the passage is written in itself. So we have differences in the Gospels that often can be explained, or that actually can be elaborated in different perspectives based on the different audiences and authors. I also want to talk about the aspect of harmonization. When you want to reconcile the contradicting passages, for the readers of the Bible, it is very important to note the process of harmonization involves looking at the passages together to see how they can be harmonized. For example, so if I'm to talk about the accounts of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so the Bible mentions about actually different women visiting the tomb. In the other scripture, you find the Bible says a woman visited the tomb. The other scripture will say a woman visited the tomb. So in such instances, one might be tempted to think the Bible contradicts itself. Yet in the other sense, by considering that each account might highlight different aspects of the same event, the narrative itself, it can be seen as a complementary rather than a contradictory. The reason why this should be seen in this way, it's because we have different writers of the Bible. If I am to talk of other gospel writers, we have some that were eyewitnesses. They were together with So they were seeing everything that Jesus Christ was writing. And when someone is writing based on what they saw, it will be different from another who is narrating based on what they just heard from someone. So it is very important to ensure that we harmonize, we reach that level where we are going to understand who really wrote what passage of scripture that we are dealing with. What exactly were they trying to address, and at which particular point?
Right there. On that very note, Pastor, perhaps we need to clarify that, because that then tosses the entire Bible out of the window if you're going to say people were trying to address different things. Because the premise we all move from, or at least we are told to move from, is that it is not the men that wrote the Bible. It is the Spirit. So these men wrote as they were moved by the Spirit. So there is no way that the Spirit would contradict itself. If you're then going to be saying, no, actually, these men wrote trying to emphasize different things, hence the apparent contradictions, then we might as well throw the Bible away, because it doesn't seem as though it was the Spirit after all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you so much. So, as you have just alluded to, the Bible itself is an inspiration from God. And truly, as men wrote, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit himself. So one thing that we must understand is the Holy Spirit inspired men based on what God was trying to communicate to people. But then the language of narration, the words themselves, they were coming from man, but what they communicated was an inspiration from God. So this is the reason why we find this difference, not to say it is different. The Bible is in harmony. So the aspect of difference comes in where we find that in addressing the same thing, we are going to use different languages, or we're going to use different approaches. Let me use this word. So if we use different approaches, the Holy Spirit has inspired both of us. Then if we're using different approaches, probably even the manner in which we are going to break down and narrow down whatever we are communicating to people will be different based on the manner of approach that we are using, yet it is the same Holy Spirit that inspires.
I'm not sure I follow. Okay,
thank you so much. So I would also like to mention.
I need you to just to clarify what you just said, Mfundis. I'm not quite sure I understand. Would you want to rephrase it perhaps?
Okay, so what I was trying to say is the Holy Spirit inspires. He can inspire both of us to communicate to people. Then the language that we are going to use to communicate to these people, communicating on the same thing, will be different, also based on the manner of approach on what God wants us to communicate to the people.
I understand, Mfundis, that the language will probably differ. It is not the language that we're interested in now. It is what appears to be contradictions. That is what we need you to help us understand. How do we reconcile those things that appear to be contradictions? It doesn't really matter what language those contradictions are in. It's neither here nor there. If you're going to say Jesus stayed in the tomb 3 days and three nights, it doesn't really matter whether it was written in Aramaic, whether it was written in Roman Latin, or it was written in Greek. It doesn't matter what language it is. What we need to understand is, was it indeed 3 days and three nights, or was Jesus mistaken? I'm giving you now what appears to be a contradiction.
So, actually, arising from the example that you just gave, it would be the best example for us to highlight how we can come to what seems to be contradictory about that statement from the Bible. So based on that, so I mentioned to say there is context, there is historical and cultural, literary. So when the person that is writing to a certain group of people, usually they are writing based on their culture to make them understand things faster or easier.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it, Mfundisi. The story of Jesus saying, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the men of men, the Son of Man, be in the tomb or the belly of the earth. Do tell us. That appears to be a contradiction, because in actual fact, Jesus, if he was buried on a Friday and resurrected early on a Sunday morning, that does not amount to 3 days or three nights.
Exactly.
So help us reconcile that which appears to be a contradiction.
Thank you so very much. So on that one, I would like us to go to the Jewish culture. So at the point when the text is being written and the people that are being addressed, so they understand the Jewish culture and how they consider days. So according to them, according to their culture, even just part of the day is considered one full day. So that is the reason why...
Say that again, Funis. Please say that again, Funis.
Sorry, come again, please.
I need you to say that again, Funis.
All right. So according to the Jewish culture and the system that they had to calculate and to count days, so for them, any part of the day was considered to be a day for them. So no wonder they are considering a Friday, even if Christ died around 15 o'clock. So they are considering as that as one complete whole day, where he is in the tomb on Saturday, full day, and Sunday very early in the morning for them is considered as one complete day.
So the issue there, Mfundisi, is not Jewish calculations. The issue is Jesus's inaccuracy, because Jesus says, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights." So Jesus there is not talking about Jewish calculations. He is not saying one day or part thereof. No. Jesus specifically says 3 days and three nights. So surely we cannot be misunderstanding Jesus there, unless we're saying Jesus is himself mistaken. He should have used Jewish calculations. We're not talking about Jewish calculations. We're talking about Jesus' utterances of 3 days and three nights. So according to Jesus, it has to have days and nights, and you must count all of them to be three each, 3 days and three nights.
Okay. Thank you so much on that one. If we are to put away, if you got me right in the way I was coming, so I came in to say in order for us to harmonize these contradictions, so there are some things that we are putting in place which will not only be one, because if one only bases on one aspect, it means it will just be left out there hanging because they cannot understand. So what if in this context, it is not very clear for them? When they read yet another context, it comes out somehow different. So if we are to combine everything according to the theological aspect, we get actually everything, the biblical interpretation, the language, and according to the manner in which days were designed to be calculated, to be counted in the Bible times, we discover to say we cannot really misunderstand Jesus Christ if he says, I will be in the belly of the, I'll be in the tomb for 3 days and three nights, just like Jonah was actually in the belly for 3 days and three nights. So he's giving an example of how Jonah slept in the belly for 3 days and three nights. Then how does it come to be equal to the number of those days and nights when Jesus Christ actually only dies on a Friday and he's buried and rises early Sunday morning? So this is where the aspect of culture and also historical context comes into place, where we are harmonizing the two to understand why he was telling the people that just like Jonah did this, I too shall do this for this number of days. But if we are to calculate them according to our day, our today's calendar, truly it does not amount to 3 days and three nights. We know that. But then if we go back to the Jewish culture, we trace back the historical context. This is where we understand to say, yeah, for them, the counting of days, he really did not mean that it would be actually one complete whole day, but just a single part of the day for him and for the culture, according to the people that were being addressed, was considered as one complete whole day.
So Jesus was wrong. He was mistaken.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't mistaken. So if he gives an example, to say, he is the author of the Bible. So giving an inspiration, we earlier mentioned to say, if he's addressing something, using two individuals, when they are writing, certain things have to be put into consideration in order for the people to understand. Because maybe looking at your setup and my setup, the same message, the way it is communicated with an inspiration of the Holy Spirit, if it is communicated at the same level in the same way, we might interpret it or even get it wrongly. Why? Because of the different setups. So according to setup, according to culture, according to beliefs, so the word of God stands the same way it stands, infallible as it is as a guide, and Christ is not mistaken in this sense. So he's addressing the people that know that even a single hour or even a few minutes in each day, for them, it's calculated or considered as one complete whole day.
Okay. All right, Mfundisi, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll take that. I appreciate your answer, Mfundisi. We'll talk tomorrow when you answer another question. Have a wonderful day, Father Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, too.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.